This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Internet radio is booming in Dublin. In Dublin, Ireland, Acorn's affiliate, K2 Ireland, shares offices in a progressive community co-working space with a bunch of different organizations and artists in a building near the Mount Joy neighborhood called Jigsaw. The name captures the sense of bringing a number of different groups, pieces, in the city together. Meetings are held downstairs. There was a rave the Saturday night before I arrived that went on all hours. We share space with the Dublin Tenant Action Group, and next door was a small space with DDR marked on the front window. DDR stands for Dublin Digital Radio, an internet radio station that started only 2 or 3 years ago and has made their studio in Jigsaw. Different kinds of music and hosts have found a home there quickly. I talked to Rachel Kiersey at some length for Wage World. She and her son are on the board of the Community Action Tenants Union, and their family had put me up the first night I was in Dublin on an estate about 40 kilometers outside of the city, bordering the Irish Sea. She acts as the scheduler for DDR, so it gave me an opportunity to learn more about how such internet streaming-only stations were getting on. We're very interested for many reasons. Of course, all of our stations stream on the internet, so we know how powerful that can be. Importantly, we're trying to move mountains, almost literally, but more accurately find the tallest building that might work in the giant Korogocho mega slum in Nairobi, so we can stream at KOCH-FM, which we are now co-managing as a small Voice of the People station in this area where we've been organizing Acorn for most of a decade. AMFM, the Affiliated Media Foundation movement, is also supporting a joint application for an internet station operating in Uganda with our application before the commissioners now. We're hoping that could also be a prelude to a terrestrial station. The challenging question is whether it will work and be sustainable. Certainly the experience in Dublin with DDR seems to be a big resounding yes. They are just off of a €20,000 crowdfunding campaign to move and build out a new studio in larger space, and their support exceeded their goals. They have more than 100 residents, which is what they are calling their hosts or DJs. Their website is gorgeous. Rachel is unsure about their listenership precisely. They're using a program that makes analytics difficult and expensive, it seemed to me, but the support from hosts and listeners, as evidenced by the fundraiser, seems strong. They found a big opening on the dial for alternative music, partially it seems because the non-commercial side of radio is decidedly not community radio, if I understood it correctly. Furthermore, such local community stations that exist are also commercial. Clearly, that helps pay the bills, but it's different from the U.S. experience by a long shot. Radio is still powerful everywhere. We just submitted our renewal application for WAMF in New Orleans. Next week, we will do so for WDSV in Greenville. And KABF is coming up this spring. AMFM Boards had its annual meeting. It's coming up in New Orleans in days. Let's make hundreds of these flowers bloom to create voices and power for the people. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.